Starting this morning, Professor Hiroaki Nakamura from Okayama University will give a series of 4 lectures on Anabelian geometry.
Firstly, I thank the organizers very much for invitations of this wonderful project and these chances to give a talks. And actually, my talk is a continuation of the series of introduction to Anabelian geometry, which is started last week by Florian Popp. And actually, many of important results have been proved by other mathematicians, but unfortunately, Japanese mathematicians are not available here, except for me. So perhaps I should present only very limited aspects of some Japanese researches, the organizers asks me to present results on Grothendieck's conjecture on hyperbolic curves. And so let me first explain what are the questions. This was presented in letter to Paltings. This here. and there are some other topics, but one main conjecture was as follows. So let x and y be hyperbolic curves defined over a field K. And maybe this K should be very arithmetic fields. Then we can have a natural mapping from the collection of all K morphisms from X to Y to collection of all homomorphisms of pi1x and pi1y. But I omitted here the mentioning to the base points. So and actually, this should be taken the classes modulo the conjugate actions of geometric part of this fundamental group.
Smooth
geometric, geometric connected. Yes, this is enough. And hyperbolic means the Euler characteristic is negative. And so if we put to here a dominant morphism and then put open morphisms, then the question is whether this may be bijective. And perhaps it will be useful, convenient to fix some common notations in my talks later. So here I use the following notation. So if x is algebraic variety over k, and we have a natural uh, exact sequence like this. And GK is a absolute Galois group over K. And this pi 1 bar means pi 1 of x, and the scalar extension to algebraic closure. And okay, so I write this projection often write this P sub x over k. Then this is a fundamental exact sequence of associated x over k. And also omitting the base points, and then but changing base points just make the same extension of Galois group by the isomorphic profinite group. And from this we can associate the Galois representation of GK to outer automorphism group of pi 1 of pi 1 bar. And this is called the outer Galois representation. Then the association is for each element of sigma of GK. We have element here. Then we can choose lift going to lift sigma tilde in this bigger group, then taking a conjugation. Then we have inner automorphism induced by this sigma tilde. But the choice of this lifting depends on can alter modulo the element of here. So we have to here the class modulo inner automorphism of pi 1 bar. So then so this modulo means the inner automorphism by pi 1 bar of y, just taking. Okay. So this is a notation. And so and this conjecture is already proved by Mochizuki for k equal sub periodic p field. This means subfield of finitely generated field of over periodic field. And in the actually, so in his formulation, x is also arbitrary dimension. And so dimension of x was not essential for this conjecture. But before Mochizuki's solution, Tamagawa proved for the k equal finite field, but and isomorphism version. So in his case, home version was didn't follow, but isom version proved, but and also x and y affine case. And soon after Tamaga's result, Mochizuki proved generalize his result to proper curves. So we have these two main results in by the, I think, the last half of 1990s. And yeah, Q is a sub-periodic field. So this includes also number fields or excuse me.
If you can prove that assertion for any field, yeah, then it's automatic for itself field. Because when you take the map from the other groups and push forward the apex sequence for that map, and then you can prove that assertion to the more recently found the network.
You mean finitely generated? Yeah. So but
this dominant and open version, that's supposed to be true for all curves. Not do we need hyperbolic assumption? So what's the assumption in higher dimension?
Higher dimensions for x mean so quite different aspect in the isom version and the home version, yeah. And in the home version, it only important is the dimension of y, and x is rather somehow play roles of parameters of rational points on y. Yeah. But anyway, so for this result, I don't want to explain.
You know, in this Mochizuki thing where you say dmx is arbitrary, it doesn't have to be Anabelian in any sense. It does
And if you omit the condition and dominant, you will have the case of x equal point, then it will introduce section conjecture. But it's still open, but many affirmative evidences were given by Mochizuki and Sticks and Stamirli, Harari, and in the birational case given by Ken Hitzman and Pop. And so I, for the Tamaga's result, maybe next week Mohammed Said will give a brief explanation. And in this case, characteristic P is very deep aspects we will find. But it's not actually perhaps it's not I'm not the right person to for explain details of these proofs. So I just today I want to go back to the starting point of these questions when I start in 1988. So let's go back to then in that time I was graduate student in Tokyo University, and I was just copies of Grothendieck's documents had just arrived in the spring of this year, and actually my advisor Ihara told me to read this document and try to some study a simplest question. Then I think today I want to explain this, how I studied this case, very naive and elementary way. So I just, for simplicity, I assume K is a finite number field, and take lambda and lambda prime is 2-point numbers, and take U lambda is P1K minus 0, 1 lambda infinity, and U lambda prime is lambda. This is a projective line minus 4 points, and if you have different lambda, then this won't give different schemes. So they suppose so we have a group isomorphism. But compatible with this canonical projections, then the question is U lambda equals U lambda prime or not. So this is perhaps the most simple form of the Grothendieck conjecture. This so note that assumption is just group isomorphism of this thing. Then how one can withdraw information depending on this parameter, punctured point. Actually, so if you define J lambda is a set of such cross ratio then the conclusion is equivalent to this set is the same. So so I want to explain how I approached this question. And to before I explain my approach, there are two very inspiring works around these times. One is a mixed Hodge structure version. Namely, if you have a fundamental group with a mixed Hodge structure, then whether this structure determines the curve itself. This already solved by Rick Hain and joint work with Hain and Palte. So if Galois representation is comparable information with mixed Hodge structures, then it could be possible to answer this question. Also, another was Galava actions or on P1 minus 3-point case, and these questions of if we take a Ploer complete quotient of this thing, then this was extensively proved, studied by Durin and Ihara. Actually, their method considers the actions on the meta-Abelian quotient of this thing. So, meta-Abelian quotient. Then, from here, they observed the appearance of Sulle's cyclotomic character, cyclotomic characters. And also, Ihara also relates to the Jacobi-san Grusen character. So, in Tokyo universities, many elder students of mine very excited to these studies. So, maybe this place should be first observed in this, also in this setting. So, I imagined. So, what to do on these things, on this problem. So, so I just want to first Abelian covering of this projective line minus 4-point, and then take its fundamental group, and then take Abelian quotient. Then it's totally, it gives a meta-Abelian quotient. So, consider first, so T will be the function field of P1. Here we have this thing. And take M to be maximal Galois extension of KT unlampified outside, unlampified on U lambda. So then, so everything in this profinite group can be interpreted as a Galois theory of this function field. So, so we have a diagram like this. So, so KT here, and T here, and M. And here we have Galois group GK, and here phi 1 bar, and here U lambda. So just observing this group structures, we have to consider the information of lambda from here. Yeah. And I didn't mention, but one basic thing is this pi one bar is isomorphic to profinite completion of so usual fundamental group. So this is isomorphic to free profinite group of rank 3. So so this part and this part doesn't depend on the choice of lambda. So only dependency have to be found in this the extension structure of this group extension. Then, so let first consider abelian covering. So, of maximal exponent n. then, so that so pi 1 bar over hn equal this group. then, so I want to consider the action, Galois action on the abelian quotient, maximal abelian quotient of this. So, yeah. but so if I take some open covering here, fixed field of Hn, but and. I want to look at the abelian quotient of this place. But Galois group is here, so it is not direct action. There are no direct action from here to here because there are some blank here. So if you want to consider the action, on conjugate action to here, we had to take some model in between. Here. So, in order to consider, so I take this definition. and also, for convenience, I take kn to be the adjoining roots of nth unity. then, open subgroup. Hn tilde is called Galois GKn model of Hn. So I take some open subgroup giving the model of this covering. if condition this thing, maybe I should omit this thing. And geometrically, it gives precisely this subgroup. and also, I impose this is normal subgroup of 4 pi 1. So this means this Galois, I mean just Galois covering of this thing. and also projection of H tilde to be the Galois group of Kn. So I take adjoining roots of unity here and taking open subgroup here, then but this model is not unique. So after that, I need to, if I want to obtain a group theoretical invariant from this extension, later I need to move all over this model. Then once we fix this Galois model, then one H tilde corresponds to Galois cover, regular Galois cover. the constant field is exactly Km and Galois cover of U lambda. So I take, I write this thing, U tilde of U lambda. And and let X H tilde smooth compactification of this cover and take this S H tilde is the complement. And this is a divisor defined over as a divisor, this complement is defined over Kn, but each closed point may not be defined over Kn. So now from this setting, we have Galois actions of GKn. This is naturally isomorphic to H tilde over Hn. Then we have a conjugate action on H up, Hn up. Yeah. And this Hn up is isomorphic to both pi 1 var of U H tilde up. Yeah. And then, but this one is also H1 of this thing. So, so we have a well-known exact sequence for the action on of this Galois action on this abelian quotient, namely so so pi 1 bar of some Jacobian of x and here we have the coming from the Cuspidal point. S is inside S H tilde K bar, and here and the action is given by cyclotomic character. And if you consider the fundamental excuse me. Now I take all the half.
Does curves X tilde after all obtained by putting n through to infinity and adding n through to t to minus 1 to minus lambda multiplied by some Hafner number?
Excuse me.
I try to understand what those curves are, so I understand them about the cyclotomic field.
Yeah.
And that they all obtained by extracting root of some Hafner terms, T, some Hafner terms.
Yes. I just want to explain this thing. Yeah. So the Galois action we have here, and but also here, some permutation appears from this here permutation action, and this is just a diagonal action. So, but. yeah, as remarked by minion. If you take a prime number and taking tensor over QL, then this part is all Frobenius action has a eigenvalue of weight minus one. And this place, and this part is weight minus two. So we have a different weight for this abelianization of HN. So we can observe from here the following thing, a fixed field. Field of kernel of this Galois representation to weight minus two part of H of. So if we consider only this part, weight can be characterized by weights only. Group theoretical reasoning of Frobenius eigenvalues. So this thing is also group invariant if once the model is fixed. Then is only the permutation appears, but we should take this thing together with the coordinate of this thing, cusps. Generate coordinates. So this field appears as a fixed field of this part. Yeah. Then and this coordinates can be calculated very explicitly, as suggested by Dillien now. Actually, so so function field of UH tilde can be written as KN and N root of some constant epsilon zero T. And some constant of epsilon 1, t minus 1, and some constant of t minus lambda. So, so this is a description. But this epsilon 0, epsilon 1, epsilon lambda are constant from Kn, and depending on the choice of this model. So if we change H tilde, then this choice can be changed. then the cuspidal coordinates give generated by over Kn, but just the cusps are the points over 0, 1 lambda, so t equals 0, 1 lambda, so just putting all these coordinates here, then if you take put 1 or lambda, then you obtain this thing and this thing. And here you take put 0 or lambda, then epsilon 1. Minus 1 and epsilon 1 and lambda minus 1 and so on. And also you can consider the cuspidal coordinates over infinity points. So we can obtain the Kumar extension in this as a invariant if one fixed the model. Then if you take all L and all H tilde for this fixed field, then this is a subfield of K constant field. And also, we already move all things, intermediate things. So this is a group invariant of coming from only the information of group extension. So if you take, so we can move from here and here. If you take, you can observe the all these things. Include the case of the constant is 1. So if you take this, then it, so this is just, one can find these very simple invariant appears here. So. Well, actually, I only use the double quotient of this modulo double. So this group from a group extension, we obtain this field as a invariant of this group extension. Then we move also the index n. Then maybe we can define definition to be gamma lambda to be the multiplicative group of this. Then by simple Kumma extension, Kumma theory, if pi 1 of u lambda prime compatible with gk, then so ni 4. So equality of this field implies the gamma lambda equal gamma lambda prime. So, but we, the problem is we already obtained one group invariant, but still we have a gap from here to the goal of our goal. Yeah? So this still a gap. Yeah? So my first approach was not really successful in this respect, but still it poses an interesting number theoretic problem question. Whether how much this multiplicative group determines the 6-point set of cross ratios. And this is rather very arithmetic flavor found in Serge Lang's book, for example. of Diophantine geometry. So if you, for example, if you restrict k to be if okay, so k equals q or q root quadratic field other than q square root of 2, then this question is okay. Yeah. Okay. But unfortunately, when k equals q square root of 2, we have unfortunate counter example. So so if we take these numbers, then this is in equivalent under cross ratio. So because one can compute these inequalities, but also we have 1 minus lambda prime equal 1 minus lambda over lambda. So we have still the group is the same, but the set is different. But and so so general result we cannot expect from this very naive invariant. But still we can find Diophantine geometry result. So and so Ziegler's result shows this equation has only finitely many, effectively finitely many solutions. So, so number of this solution is finite, effective. So, and if you have a...
you want units, S units?
Yeah, yeah, but now I consider gamma is such a thing, so it's finitely generated. So, yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. So, the same argument.
In gamma.
In gamma, yeah. Gamma is somehow. So, there are only finitely many possibilities for lambda, because if you take this lambda, 1 minus lambda, then it has to be give if it has give the such solutions. Okay. Okay. So maybe the rest of times. Tomorrow I want to explain how to improve this invariant. I mean, how one can divide this invariant into three cyclic groups. If we can make division or more precise information, such thing, then this determines lambda, really. But for this thing, we need to distinguish cusps by group theoretically, and which requests how one should distinguish inertia groups from other places by using weight filtration. But more, not only abelian quotient, but also all open subgroups. Maybe I have still 10 minutes, so. So I, in this method, very easy generalization is just the case of P1 minus more points and lambda is here, and we can normalize it. Normalize including 0, 1, infinity. Then, this is maybe we can, for this thing, we can generalize this gamma to be all. Things generated by this is multiplicative group. Then, so theorem is this is actually so my first published paper in 1990. Pi 1 of P 1 k lambda of G k. Then we have the isomorphism of other.
The definition of gamma lambda, you mean lambda minus infinity?
Lambda minus infinity. Ah, sorry. Yes, I'm sorry. Yeah. And so the same reasoning, we have finiteness of of these things. And so well, recently, so this group was also found appearing in the paper of Wojtkowiak, and he considered Galois actions on Broglie fundamental group or Broglie fundamental groupoids. Then the image makes some erratic group or erratic torso. Then taking the weight, the lowest, highest weight component, then the degree is also given by this thing. And also, if we, one can also generalize this definition for lambda to be tangential base points on P1, then a little bit modification needs, but also such thing appears in this paper by Wojtkowiak. Also, yeah, so 5 minutes, but yeah, my talk is today, this is all.
So,
suppose for finite, I want to claim the lambda giving the same multiplicative group is only finitely many. Yeah, and for this, I want to use this theorem. Because if you have, so take this gamma, and then if gamma lambda equal the given gamma, then lambda should give the solution of this equation, because this is degenerated by lambda and 1 minus lambda. Yeah. Yeah. So then what was your question?
Oh, I see. Yeah, yeah. So lambda and lambda prime, I see.
Yeah, yeah. So if you want fixed lambda, lambda prime is only finitely many possibilities. Yeah. So it's so very, very small result, but yeah, for the first time, maybe some more clever way is I just look at the weight minus 2 part, but if you can cleverly treat the weight minus 1 part, and then finally Mochizuki made the solution by using periodic Hodge theory or such thing. But it's very, very after story, so my episode is maybe episode minus 1 or something today, and maybe tomorrow episode 0 and episode 1 and episode 2 and Tamagawa episode 3 and episode 4, but sometimes George Lucas made previous episodes before after the final episode. So also my description is very elementary, but it's also useful to understand what difficulties have to be overcome by Tamagawa and Onochizuki, and also following very even following to follow the very recent results, but this prototype once understanding, then somehow the story can be digested more easily, I hope.
The claim is that those groups are equal in K star, or they are isomorphic.
Equal.
Yeah, equal. Yeah. Very equal. Yeah. Because I fix the GK, I fix GK, and just consider how which kind of extension comes. So GK I use invariant. Yeah, of course, but recently Mochizuki considered the absolute version of such Grothendieck conjecture, and in that case, you are prohibited to use K.
By all what we know today, is it necessary that the isomorphism is a GK isomorphism, or one can take any abstract isomorphism?
Any.
So
isomorphism. So it's a different story. So I only consider the object thing, but isomorphism cannot be restricted to coming from geometry. It's also a different story. Yeah.
What I mean is absolute version. Yes.
Do you have an absolute version? I mean, if you just take an isomorphism of phi 1 without necessarily respecting, but maybe it follows, does it follow that any isomorphism respects the projection to GK?
I think, yeah, it's okay, because I once considered such this problem. So if we have isomorphism of this thing, then it must preserve geometric subgroup. It comes from the theory of I don't remember, but finitely generated. There are no finitely generated normal subgroup or such thing. Yeah.
But that means it doesn't matter. The diagram is you get a diagram which is commutative only up to isomorphism
of GK.
Which are not necessarily
trivial. Yeah.
Even
not even. Mm.
That's my question.
Uh-huh. So maybe it's your area. So. Or the bi-rational version. Noiki Fuchida theorem. No?
Yeah.
perhaps.
Yeah, well, the problem is that actually an automatism of k might move lambda to something which is not in the picture.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is unique up to isomorphism of
k. If you want to consider something, then you have some gk and gl, and you have this thing.
Yes.
And then what you can say about k and l?
Conjugated over Q.
Yeah, over Q, yeah.
But that you might move your lambda into something which is not in the picture.
If you move lambda.
In order to make this conjugation, says a morphism between G and G, you have to. This will be realized by a Q auto isomorphism of K and L.
Mm.
Now, this isomorphism might not be that which gives you this. Moves lambda into lambda dash, but lambda will go somewhere else, and then you do not have the same hypothesis anymore. I think over Q it's okay.
Yeah,
over
Q is okay.
It's
yeah,
okay because Q has only GQ has only in automorphism.
Yeah, let me think.
Other question?
In this counterexample you gave involving root 2, are the metabelian quotients of pi 1 isomorphic for those two?
For this thing? They can also be distinguished by pi 1. But for this story, I want to talk tomorrow. So if you, I only use this invariant, but if you can allowed to use the triple of these three cyclic groups, then it determines lambda.
No, good question.